This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Italy has entered a strict three-day nationwide lockdown to deter Easter travel and to help prevent new surges of the coronavirus. We get more from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The measures being enforced by thousands of police officers deployed across the country do not allow any travel between Italian regions unless strictly necessary and limit visits to family members and friends to two people once a day. The customary picnics on Easter Monday have also been banned. The aim is to curb the spread of the virus as much as possible, officials said. Hospitals and intensive care units are seeing a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in the country after more than a year and over 110,000 deaths from coronavirus. Italy is tired of the extended restrictions. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of people marched through the German city of Stuttgart on Saturday to protest against coronavirus restrictions. Protesters held placards reading, "There is no pandemic" and "Vaccination kills." Only a few of the participants were physically distancing or wearing face masks as required by the authorities, but police allowed the rally to continue. Police said several thousand protesters took part in the demonstration, although an official number of participants has not been released. A counter-demonstration, which had briefly blocked the route of the anti-lockdown march, was dispersed by police. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. 10 of Myanmar's major rebel groups threw their support behind the country's anti-coup movement Saturday, fanning fears that a broader conflict could erupt in a country long plagued by fighting between the military and the ethnic armies. Rebel groups met virtually on Saturday to discuss the situation, condemning the junta's use of live ammunition on protesters. The groups are signatories to a nationwide ceasefire agreement that was brokered by Aung San Suu Kyi's government, which attempted to negotiate an end to the ethnic militia's decades-long armed struggle for greater autonomy. A procession of floats carrying the mummified remains of 22 pharaohs, including Egypt's most powerful ancient queen, snaked through Cairo Saturday evening in an eye-catching parade to a new resting place. Under heavy security, the mummies were traveling 7 kilometers across the capital from the iconic Egyptian Museum to the new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. Dubbed the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, the 18 kings and 4 queens traveled in order, with the oldest first, each aboard a separate float decorated in ancient Egyptian style. Ramses II, who ruled for 67 years, and Queen Hatshepsut, the most powerful female pharaoh, were part of the journey. The mummies will undergo 15 days of laboratory restoration before they are showcased individually in their new home in an environment reminiscent of underground tombs. The Suez Canal Authority says all ships stranded by the grounding of the giant container ship Ever Given in the Suez Canal in March have passed through the canal. The last 61 ships out of 422 that were lining up when the vessel was dislodged on Monday passed through the vital trade artery on Saturday. An SCA investigation began Wednesday into what caused the vessel to run aground in the canal and block the waterway for 6 days. Pope Francis has urged his coronavirus-weary flock to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service at St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday. Due to social distancing norms, only about 200 masked people were allowed to attend the service, which marks the period between Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Usually a long late-night ritual, this year's vigil service started earlier than usual to respect Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.